Have you found yourself tipping generously these days? Americans are of a mind to be generous with those working hard to deliver food and supplies and the things we need during social distancing. But fears and uncertainties also arise. Even for people who are fully able to pay their bills, the specter of some disturbing economic scenarios gives rise to the temptation to cut back on giving to ministry for the time being. We should do our best to fight against that impulse by continuing to donate to the ministries we have been supporting and even increasing our giving if we can. Many ministries are modifying or adding to their programs in order to address the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. We have an opportunity to help them do that. Churches that aren't meeting are suffering financially from not being able to pass the offering plate, but they're spending to ramp up community outreach, online innovation, mailings, and other ways to stay connected. Christian colleges and universities still have to pay the bills, even as they develop online offerings and other means of keeping students on track to finish the school year. Any missionary or overseas ministry you support has likely had to regroup or refocus in some way in order to deal with the coronavirus. Overseas evangelistic and relief organizations now have to spend more because the nations they work in are ill-equipped to deal with COVID-19 due to bureaucratic chaos, insufficient health care, and subpar sanitation. Media ministries, especially Christian radio outlets, need reliable support to maintain and enhance their efforts to encourage families through music, teaching, and commentary. As government passes laws to preserve businesses and individuals harmed by its efforts to contain the pandemic, the left capitalizes on the crisis to sneak in socialist policies. Think tanks and groups that seek to advance conservative values need resources to prevent the carnage that could follow. Now's the time to give, if you can. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.